Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. Hi. It is what? Tuesday? Wednesday? Who knows? And we are doing another mini episode with Jackie and Caroline. This one is now on your G-Thanks Just Bought It feed. The last one was on Natch Butte feed. So if you missed that conversation, go over to Natch Butte's feed. Tune in. What did we talk about last week, Jackie? We talked about the Chipotle palette.
We did. We talked about Oprah's makeup, which I got a big post about, and everybody sent it to me.
What about?
Well, because everybody wanted to know her makeup look. And
right.
Her makeup artist, I'm not even exaggerating, he used 20 lip products. 20.
Wow.
I mean, 2 different liners, 3 different glosses. It was a whole thing going on, but very interesting and good to know. We talked about that. We talked about the Whole Foods beauty bags, which a lot of people got.
Yep. And we talked about Oprah's glasses.
Oprah's
and where they
glasses.
Came from. And everyone's
and
been
I also
tagging
got,
us.
I got info yeah. on that. I sent you the guy that owns the store is literally sending his number to people on Instagram.
In the comments.
In
I know.
The comments. Just right there in the public eye.
That Franco, similar to other Francos,
yeah,
doing things a little too public.
I'm telling you, just giving everybody the info.
So if you're new and if you didn't know we were doing this, we are hosting mini episodes. Jackie from Natch Butte, me from G-Thanks Just Bought It. We wanted to do mini episodes of our own podcast. We realized that there's nothing less fun than talking to yourself for 30
yes.
minutes.
Yes.
And so we were like, let's just host these together and be on each other. So every other week on the G-Thanks feed, you will hear a mini episode. And every other week on the Natch Butte feed, you'll hear a mini episode. And we will be on both episodes. So
and
today
it's been going
G-Thanks,
great so far,
it's been,
even though
honestly,
this is only
so
the
far.
Second one. But
we're doing amazing.
Having so much fun. Oh my God, we're the best.
We really are. We're having the most fun. Everyone, we've been nominated for a few awards.
So many awards are coming in. We've been
paparazzi
getting calls
at your house too.
So many paparazzi.
So many
waiting outside for me, and I keep saying no comment, no comment. Tune in on Tuesdays.
Yes, yes. I say no comment. I say thank you so much for. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I don't. But look, you boy. There's nothing I can tell you that you can't hear on the mini episodes.
All I'm saying is, I say fine. I'll pose for you. I'll give you a couple pics, but can you please leave me alone and my family alone?
That's right. The family especially.
Yes. My dog is getting harassed.
The dogs. Yeah, Lottie and Chooch are in witness protection. Yeah, right?
They might have to be. Wouldn't that be cute if they like colored Choochie like a brown or something and then nobody would know it was her?
Yeah, like the little like brunette Chooch out
and
on
they
the
could,
town.
And they could give Lottie like highlights.
Yeah, Lottie would get like a chunky streak.
Yes.
Yeah, and like some like little wispies.
Sort of like a Kelly Clarkson from 2002.
Yeah,
like
from
a chunky,
Justin to Kelly. From
yes.
Justin to Kelly. From Lottie to Chuji. That's their...
Don't think we won't shoot that shot for shot with them.
Yeah, don't think
it's
we
It's not
won't
like we
be.
Have anything else to do.
So here's what you're going to hear on the G-Thanks mini episodes are going to be... So the Natch Butte mini episodes are focused on beauty news and what's going on in the beauty world. The G-Thanks episodes are going to be kind of very specific little chats about products that have come across our radar that we've tried and that we've loved. And so today's very special sort of theme, I think, is inexpensive products that we don't know how we lived without. And
I love this for us.
I do too. So Jackie, I got to get right into it and tell you. I have something I call FRAMO, which is fear of framing things.
Yeah.
Because framing is so expensive.
Oh my God. I just had my Katuba framed. It was like, I couldn't even believe it.
You've been married for only 1 month and you have
a
your Katuba
month.
Framed. Mine is still in like storage somewhere.
Well, I earned this, damn it, you know?
You did. And so tell me about, let's just get on this train together. Tell me about the process of getting your ketubah framed.
I ordered my ketubah from Israel.
Okay.
I was terrified it wasn't going to get here on time. It ended up getting here with plenty of time.
Sure.
And we decided we wanted to get it framed from a local place. We wanted to support local business. So we just drove up the street to like a place, and he did a fantastic job. But you have to leave it to the professionals. Truly, if I did it, there would be a dirty hair in there.
Yes.
There would be an air bubble. It truly is something I think to leave to professionals.
And what did you pay?
It was like over $200.
Okay. So therein lies the problem. For
it was
ketubah,
like $250 or something.
Yeah. It's probably like $300,000, honestly.
Yeah, truly.
I think for a thing like a ketubah, yes, getting it professionally framed makes sense. But that's like one of the only things that I'm like, okay,
I agree.
Yeah, you want to just get that framed.
Right.
For me, like, I love buying like these, like, I've been getting very into these like vintage like travel posters that were on subways and trains in like the 50s and 60s. And I bought a bunch off of eBay, and then they come, and then you're like, oh my God, I got these for such a steal. And then you look into the framing and you're like, oh, wasn't
this
a steal after all.
Yes.
So I found these frames on Amazon that are like these magnet. I'm going to show you right now. So this is one of my favorite posters. It got a little ruined in the rain because it sat out in the rain when it got here, but it is a New York Bureau of State Publicity Conservation Department, like from Albany, poster that just has two people skiing on
it.
Cute. And it says they like the winter in New York State, the state that has everything, which I agree because I'm from New York, the state that does have everything. And I was like, oh, this is so cute. And I swear directly to God
yes.
that I bought so many of these posters, and then I was like, F, I'm gonna have to frame them. And then I don't want, you know, you don't want to go to the guy down the street and be like, oh, here are all my like little vintage ditties that I got for $11. How much are you gonna charge me?
What would he charge? Like 50, 60 bucks a pop, probably?
Probably. Yeah. And then you're like, fuck. You know, so these Amazon frames cost between, like, depending on the size, between like $11 and $25 each. It's four pieces, and there's a magnet at the top and a magnet at the bottom. So you stick the poster in between two of the little boards. I'm doing a bad job describing, but you're looking at it right now. You see what I mean? And then the top one has just like a little hanging string. And then
is there anything over the front of it?
Nope. There's nothing over the front
of
it.
It's sort of like making a flag out of it.
Yes. It's making a flag out of your art.
It's making a flag out of your art.
Yeah. And so that's the thing, is that I'm like, I have no qualms now about buying, I'm like trying to hang it up again, about buying anything that would need to be framed, because now I no longer have to do that whole dance of, especially like exactly what my ketubah is doing in my closet right now, which is just sitting there until I'm like, okay, I'm ready to drop $300
right.
to get this thing framed. So it has changed the way that I approach sort of the decor of my house right now.
I bet it looks really cool if you have them all hanging, right?
Yeah, it looks really cool. You can do, I have like a little gallery wall in my office of like just hanging ones. Because the other problem is that after, you don't want to just keep buying the like cheap plasticky frames or the like painted white wooden frames, because there's not a ton of like fun in that.
Right.
You know, so you have to kind of, and the thing about LA, and I will say this, is that if you're putting art in a room that gets at all humid, you might want to think twice, because there's nothing covering the art that you
have.
Yeah,
I wouldn't hang like your original copy of William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Right, which we all have.
Yes, of course. I wouldn't hang anything like that. But yeah, just cute, fun stuff, little prints.
Cute fun
cards
stuff.
Cards from people, things like that. I think it would be perfect.
Yes. Does not have to be this overwhelmingly big venture to get something framed. I would not hang my ketubah from one of them because I would spill something on it immediately. But now it just makes me feel better about like, okay, well, when it's time to get my ketubah framed, I will drop $250 because of what Jackie said before, which is like, Right. The hair, the dust, you like fuck up as it's going in the frame and like something rips or like bends.
I was an overachiever in high school and I was in the school paper a few times. Like I remember they did like a showcase about me or whatever. And I know. What can I say? I peaked in high school. Most of us did. So I would go to like Michael's and I would buy frames and I would just, or cheap. I was a kid, you know, I probably got them at like Kmart or whatever. And they are, you can't even read the articles now. The sun fucking bleached them because they were in the front entry area of my house. But if you go get something framed nice, they'll put that UV coating on the glass and it won't fuck up your shit. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why it costs $250. Like, yes. There's like stuff happening behind the scenes when you leave the frame store.
I mean, how do they not get a dirty hair or a fingerprint?
Or a fingerprint.
I mean,
wild.
I don't, or like a crinkle of the paper. Like I could barely get it to him, worried I wasn't going to somehow mess it up.
100%. Yeah. And like, look, like that's just not my skill level. And
not
I appreciate
my skill level.
Their skill level.
Oh,
and
I
also
appreciate it so much.
Appreciate, happy to pay for the labor. But at the same time, you get this really cute little travel poster. Part of the fun of that is like, it cost me $8.
Yes.
And the fun kind of goes out the window if the whole cost altogether ends up being like $65.
Yes. Well, I love a mood of like them all hanging like that. I think that's super cute.
I have a fun one that I had put on Instagram. I forget what it says exactly, so I'll look, but it was like there. I went into a really like deep thing about this in December. I was like, I'm just going to buy so many like vintagey posters. And that's what I did. And I'm really happy I did it. It's just funny that like I went, you know, these are kind of the thing that you expect people to buy over time. Like, oh, I collect it when I come across them.
Yeah, but you were like,
no, I just amassed a
collection. Yeah.
I collected them in like one kind of sleepless evening. Yeah. So now I have a collection, but I have this really funny one. There's like some medical, those like medical posters that they put up, you know, like you can imagine the stuff that they have in classrooms, right? Remember like the Reed posters and stuff that they had in the nurse's office. Like if, you know, the victim is choking or whatever.
And
those can be kind of fun to like put in your house. I wouldn't put like a million victim is choking posters around, but you know, so we found one for the living room that just says danger. Don't spread disease by finger licking. And
oh geez. If only we had seen that a year ago.
I know that we could have changed the track of the pandemic 100%.
That looks adorable on that
but
frame.
It's really cute.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
Right, you see what I mean?
It's
so I'll put this
cute.
In the show notes, and it cost me like $9, and then I don't have to think about it. And also, like, I don't know, I really like it. And this is a thing that has plagued me my whole, you know, everyone has those blind spots. Like the post office doesn't scare me, but I get that the post office can be scary to people.
Yeah.
Like people will put off sending things for a million years because it's like, oh my god, I like parking at the post office and then I go in.
Listen,
and they're gonna like tell me I have the wrong box and then
no,
I don't have
you gotta do the self-serve kiosk. I am a boss at that. I can get something to anybody. I'm like I know every setting now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like I have a ShipStation account. I do it at my own house. I print the labels at home and I just drop off.
Like a boss.
But I get it. I get people being like, I have to send this one thing.
Yep.
And like, I can't bring myself to go to the post office, especially because around the holidays, it's always so busy. So that was me in framing things. It's like, oh my God, how am I going to get these frames? And that's also another thing that no one talks about in terms of like more affordable options. It's just like frames are expensive.
They're
or
expensive.
They're really cheap looking.
They're expensive and you will always get a dirty hair or a fingerprint. So this circumnavigates that. You're not going to have a dirty hair or fingerprint with these.
No, not even close. Pristine.
And you won't have a glare. You know, there's
no
glare.
Glares.
There's no glares, honey.
No
there's
hairs,
no hairs
and no
glares.
Oh my God. Has everyone
no
turned
hairs,
this episode
no glares,
off already?
Living our best life.
So I will link to those. These frames have really, truly, I feel like, changed my life, if not just the walls of my home. I felt like I needed to shout it out. So I'm excited about it. They're on Amazon. They come in like different colors and wooden stains. And just measure correctly. That's important.
And you could paint them if you wanted, right? Like if you wanted to do like hot pink or neon or, yeah.
And I know you want to do a hot pink.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a temporary home, so I'm not trying to invest in my art. But at some point, honey, there's going to be art.
I can't wait. I want you to have your own pink room.
I know. Well, I had a pink wall in the last place.
That's nice. And then how does your husband feel about
I had a pink bathroom and it was so
perfect.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. How does your husband feel about pink?
Well, I'm slowly decor? I'm slowly seeping it in.
Yeah.
And he's loving it.
That's great.
Yeah.
And like I always say, too much paperwork, you know, for you to leave me.
I mean,
you don't
at this
like
point,
this pink room. It's just a lot of signing. And you don't really have a printer, so I guess we're just doing this room pink.
you're talking to a divorcee, so I can tell you all about that, honey. It ain't fun. So yeah.
Jackie, I'm making this work. Tell me what inexpensive, life-changing item you brought to our mini episode today.
Okay, so when you told me this, there was truly no other thing in my mind. I've brought this up on Attribute. I've stalked this company enough to now they have sent me a few items because I'm such a fan. I am a fanatic, I would say, for the Scrub Daddy.
No, the Scrub Daddy. He's so smiley. What a smiley daddy.
If you haven't used a Scrub Daddy, you are missing out. Okay.
I haven't.
I'm bringing you one. Next time I come over, going to bring one of these to you. I give these to everybody for housewarming presents. Every person that's bought a house or moved into a new place, I bring them a set of the three pack. And they've all now become Scrub Daddy converts.
Oh my gosh. They're Scrub Daddy children. Daddy's babies.
They're Scrub babies now. I don't want to brag or, you know, listen, my friend Lauren, when Lauren Lapkus moved into one of her, you know, first cute, like new places, I got her and her boyfriend, now husband, a Scrub Daddy pack. And I just saw her husband tweeted about how amazing his Scrub Daddy was a few days ago. And I was like, you're welcome.
Me. I did it and I bought it for you. Now, wait, how is it different than like the Magic Eraser?
Okay. Let me just start at the beginning. So I used to always watch Shark Tank, right?
Of course.
Scrub Daddy, I don't know. I'm sure it's been broken by now, but at one point it was the most number one top selling item in Shark Tank history. I mean, like $60 million has been like, it's some insane amount. Wow. These are sponges. Now, if anyone out there hates doing dishes, I fucking hate doing dishes. And I did not have a dishwasher for many years in my adult life.
I don't have one now. Okay. I'm listening. Okay.
This little sponge, he's really like hard to the touch.
Yeah.
If you put him in hot water, he gets really soft. If you put him in cold water, he gets really hard. So you can scrub a pan so easily. You put your fingers in his little eyeballs in his mouth and you just scrub, and it's so quick and easy. You can shove forks, spoons, knives in his little eyes and mouth to clean them, so like one swipe and you're clean.
Mouth is dropped on
these
the floor
last
right
a year, I mean 6 months,
no way,
and they don't stink.
Okay,
you know how a sponge gets disgusting and like you smell it when you walk in your kitchen and then you go, I'm never going in that kitchen again, I have to move.
Here's the thing, I would rather get down on the floor and scrub a toilet than smell
a dirty sponge.
This will never
smell.
Tell me why. Like, what's the pitch on this? Is it charcoal?
No. So this is the one I'm showing you is the Style Collection. They have now made them white and khaki and like beautiful kind of trendy muteds. Normally they come in like red, bright green, blue, like whatever. So don't be thrown by the color. It's just this material. It says Flex Texture Scrubber. It's this wacky spongy material that this guy patented, and no sponge has ever been made from this material, and it just doesn't absorb stink, and I don't think it harbors bacteria. It's just magic. It is magic. This little motherfucker will be smiling at me for 6 months next to my sink.
How much is a Scrub Daddy?
They're not cheap. They're like $4. $3. But normally what you get like a huge pack for $1 of sponges.
Right.
So I think the price point is what throws people. They're like, why would I pay that much for a sponge? But it's so much more than a sponge.
Well,
it's
then
so
you're also amortizing. So much more. It's a friend. You know, it's
He's
a therapist.
A lover,
it's someone you can talk
friend.
To. It's a lover. Right. But I guess if you're using that same daddy for 6 months, then $4 amortized over 6 months is
I'm
really
telling you,
nothing.
Oh, also, you put your hand in his little face like this,
yeah,
right? And you you get him wet, and when it's warm, he'll get really small. You
right.
put him in a glass, and you go like this and pull it out. So
and
you clean
and there's
a glass.
No stains?
There's no stains.
Because talk about fingerprints, right? Talk about fingerprints,
yeah, that's true.
Jackie.
Dirty
fingerprints on frames
on
and fingerprints. And, you know, there's nothing worse than cleaning, yeah, your dishes and being like, in a different light of day, being like, oh, I didn't do a great job on
yeah,
that.
It's disgusting.
And I don't have a dishwasher, so this is really tempting.
No, I'm bringing you one next time I come over.
Please.
And they do holiday sets. They did a Halloween set where it was like a Frankenstein daddy, a ghost daddy.
Oh, fun.
They did
love
a holiday one with like a little snowflake.
I know they have Scrub Mommy also.
Scrub
Is there
mommy.
A difference?
Yes.
Or are we just gendering the sponge?
No.
Now?
So Scrub Mommies, first of all, they're pink, which I appreciate. They have a soft, like a thicker soft side and then a scrubbier other side. And they're fine. Okay. I like them fine, but I like the OG personally.
You're a daddy OG.
I'm a daddy lover. Call me,
want to know, and maybe you are this person, are there people out there collecting Scrub Daddies like Pez?
There
like, oh, I have
be.
The Scrub Daddy, you know, the pumpkin, and I've got the skull here.
There
we don't
must
use
be.
It.
There most right. definitely is, but I use them, so I don't. I remember, like, Ben threw out my Frankenstein the other day, because the one thing, if you scrub, an iron pan out.
A cast iron, sure. You're going to rough it up a little.
Scrub Daddy will have a black, charred look.
All and right, Scrub Daddy does blackface.
Yeah, it's not, you know,
iron.
I wasn't going to say it, but, you know.
Well, I did, you know.
He gets a little, you know. So I was like, where's my Frankenstein? And he goes, oh, I threw him out. His face was all messed up. And I was like, we could have used him for another month. Like, how dare you throw my Franken Daddy out? Because that was a collector item.
That is strike one against Ben.
It's been 1 month and
it's
honey,
been 1 month and we are with Franken
Daddy. The daddies are in the trash. It's all
do they sell them? And so you said you buy 3 packs for people. What's the price on like a 3 pack of daddies?
I
want to
say the 3 pack is like $12.99.
Okay, that's like pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, and
I'm
again,
looking right
I know
now.
That seems like a lot for sponges.
No, it doesn't if you're telling me they're going to last that long and not smell. I'd pay more, you know?
It says on the box, it says, we don't stink, we don't smell, we clean really well. And I said,
says
all
that
things,
on my box too. Yeah.
All things not true about me. Okay, so so the Scrub Daddy 3-pack is $9.99 on
I'm
Amazon.
I'm looking at it right now. With
16,000
five-star reviews. I'm
telling
on it
you.
Right now.
I'm telling you.
Dang.
I'm not telling y'all anything that people don't know already.
Oh, I love the clean in color. Vibrant colors make color coding cleaning jobs easier. I love the idea of being like this.
You can have
a
Scrub Daddy for the bathroom, a Scrub Daddy for the kitchen.
I mean, let me tell you, like, I'm not trash. Like, we do not mix sponges.
Yeah.
But you're right. When you buy the, you know, Costco size pack of sponges, you know, there is no differentiation between any of them, and it would be kind of nice to, I feel like, have that color just for like just that extra bit of safety.
Yes,
just like, oh, I'm not scrubbing my toilet.
I also think in a way these are more cost effective because you use less product.
Yeah, definitely.
I've watched my husband, he loves to clean. It's like my favorite thing about him, like
that.
He's
I
so good at cleaning.
Congratulations.
He could be a maid if he wanted. Like, he could start a maid company because he's so good. I feel like I clean something and I look down and it's disgusting. I'm like, I just cleaned this for an hour.
Same.
Why is it not clean?
Yeah, like where
he can
what
clean.
Exactly.
He is a brilliant cleaner.
Wow.
I watch him scrub the entire kitchen counters, the whole stove with one of these with no product. Just because these little fibers in here will grab everything out, you know?
Ooh.
I'm telling you, this is a superior product. It says it's scratch free, so it won't fuck up like your coating on your pants, you know?
Nice.
Dishwasher safe. So if you want, you can sanitize it in the dishwasher, like finish doing everything. And then again, his little smile, you can clean everything with his little smile.
And
you
he's
put
so
your hand
happy.
In his face and he makes me happy. He's so cute next to the sink.
Yeah. Do he's you just, keep him in a special place or do you just leave him right there?
I leave him upright smiling at me. just sitting here. But you, I think they make a little scrub daddy house for him with like little eye holes. And I think I had that at one point, but I don't know where it went.
See, that's a lot. That's a lot of kitsch for me. But I do appreciate. Like, I have a little thing that my sponge goes, you know, just a little hanging metal thing that a daddy could totally fit in.
You could put the daddy in there, and if you don't kitschy shit, get a plain one. I just saw at Whole Foods, and they have like cream ones.
Well, right. That's because that's the other thing we talked about, the Whole Foods beauty bags.
Yeah.
Now, you ended up scoring one or two? You got both.
I got both. So, you know, if you start itching for one, they're here.
They're on eBay. You're putting them on eBay.
I'm going to send you my eBay listing.
Like marked up. You should look. You heard $50. From honeys who bought like 8 or 9 or 6 or whatever.
I don't want to call anybody out, but. The honeys trust me, and I would never reveal their identities, but I got several messages from honeys being like, I live in blankety blank city. Nobody was paying attention. I checked out. I got 10, and they're not going to sell them. They're giving them away to their aunts and their friends and stuff. So
right. Of course.
My honeys are good people.
No, honeys are good people, but I also love a honey who is an opportunist.
Yes. I mean, like, and then honey specifically said to me, fuck Jeff Bezos. I'm going to buy as many of these as I can.
100%. That's exactly the way to think about it.
I can't deny that. Like,
no.
If you go to self checkout, nobody's watching, and you can ring them up
individually.
And I got to
imagine we're in the middle of a pandemic. You know, these Whole Foods employees are essential workers because they have to go to work. They have to go to their jobs. I imagine that they don't have any skin in the game of monitoring how many beauty bags are going to one visitor.
I want everyone to get one. So I think if you're being excessive, it is to an extent discourteous.
To resell. Yeah.
But if you're getting them and giving them to other people in your family and stuff, it's as if they were there getting them. And I don't feel as shitty about that. I personally did not. I follow the rules. I'm, you know, what if they were like, oh my God, there's Jackie Johnson of Nashville. Filling up her fucking cart
like
an asshole.
Because we're getting followed now, so you really do have to be on your game.
All the heat on us for the Lenny Kravitz Museum, you know, like I have to just be PR-wise, I need to be really watching myself.
That's true.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, I'm looking on eBay right now, you guys. There are a lot of Whole Foods beauty bags for sale.
There are?
Yeah, for $50, $75.
No, but nobody's going to buy that.
I don't think anyone will buy it unless they become like collector's items, you know?
No, I just think it's a good deal.
But they're not going to be. Right.
I don't like that. That makes me mad.
Well, that's kind of what ended up happening with all those Target designer collections, you know, and like Target by Lily Pulitzer, Target by Hunter. People would go in and grab everything, and then you'd see it on eBay, and like that just sucks. But you know what? You want to take an
with tickets everything. To concerts. I mean, yeah,
I know.
It's just,
I mean, that's a whole other episode.
That's
Jackie.
A whole other episode. The scalpers of it all.
But if you're buying Hamilton, if you're buying 400 Hamilton tickets and you're giving them away, I can't be mad at you.
That's
you know?
True. That's true.
And if you're buying 400 Hamilton tickets, I have to tell you. There have been no Broadway shows for about a year, so I don't know what show you're going to
see. So somebody probably has 400 Hamilton tickets
ready
to go.
Someone's sitting on them and ready to rock.
Are you into Hamilton?
I mean, I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
But do you, like, listen to the soundtrack?
Not in a long time, no. Well, yeah. I mean, if you would ask me, like, at the peak of Hamilton... in like 2015, sure. I mean, I'm a theater kid, absolutely. Yeah. I got to see it early enough that I could still be very earnest about my feelings about it before it became
like. So you saw like the original cast?
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. Let me tell you. First of all, I didn't see it the public, but I know a lot of people that did. And I saw Hamilton before Obama saw Hamilton. I saw it before opening night. I saw it when it was still in previews.
Wow.
And that's my brag. And I don't get to talk about it that much anymore because no one cares, you know?
I care.
I'm a big theater kid. I mean, what do you like Hamilton? You like the story of our nation?
Well, I avoided it.
Yeah, I imagine.
I was one of those. I'm one of those people where when the hype starts up on something, I reject it out of like an instinct. I don't know.
Yes.
It's like the contrarian in me that doesn't come out in many ways. So I avoided it, and then I started dating a Stan. A Stan,
right? Because he's a big
loves politics.
He loves politics. That's right.
And musicals, like. So he would go jogging and he'd come back and I would hear something. And I'm like, oh, what are you listening to? He listens to Hamilton when he goes jogging.
My mother-in-law listens to Hamilton when she rides her exercise bike. It is a thing. People love running out to Hamilton.
And I just found that I had never heard it yet. So I was just like, wow, that'd be like if I went and listened to Wicked while I did my Pilates. Right. Like it just didn't make.
It didn't work.
But then when it came out on Disney Plus, I like. Watched it, you know,
totally.
Like we turned the lights out. I was like, I'm gonna watch this. And then like halfway through, he's like, what do you think? I'm like, I like it. Like, I think it, I appreciate it. I think the lyrics are great. I think the singing is wonderful. Like, but it's not my musical. You know
totally.
What I mean? Like, it's not my thing.
It's also like, you know, like anyone will tell you. Of course, you wouldn't hate it. There's nothing to hate. You can appreciate it. Dan is not a huge fan of musicals in general, and like, well, also seeing something live versus seeing it on Disney Plus,
yeah,
like,
of course.
It's amazing. I'm so happy that it's accessible to people,
yes.
And I also think that the release of it on Disney Plus, I feel like I noticed a lot more kids into Hamilton
mm-hmm.
now because they
mm-hmm.
all watched it.
They
and
love
it's
a
like,
Disney Plus. Those kids,
yeah, they love a Disney Plus. But I love 7-year-olds being like obsessed with Hamilton and just not really like knowing the. Like not, they
the
don't care that
undertones.
It came out. Yeah, exactly. They don't care.
Yeah.
They just like it. But Dan really despises musical theater and thinks they're so earnest. And he's like, no one would just stop what they're doing and sing. And I'm like,
right.
You have to just get over that.
Yes.
But when we went to see Hamilton, my aunt and uncle had tickets to Hamilton and they offered me and Dan the tickets and
wow.
I went and Dan didn't. And I went with them and I ended up taking my friend Allie and Dan didn't come and because he didn't want, you know, he didn't really want to see it. Like he wasn't interested.
Yeah.
And my family, like still, this was like almost 7 years ago now, 6 years ago. My dad will still be like, Dan, do you regret not seeing Hamilton in preview? And Dan's like, no, I don't care. And my dad cannot wrap his head around like
he brings
why
it up, like,
someone
every time
would
he
not
talks
have
to
wanted.
Him.
Yeah, he's like, so how about now? Like, you know, down on Disney Plus, you saw. I know Caroline made you watch Act One. You regret giving up those tickets? And Dan's like, not really. My dad cannot wrap his head around someone who would not want to see Hamilton live and live in color.
No, I get it. I mean, especially before the hype, if you were like haters.
Totally.
A rap opera about our founding fathers.
Yeah.
I would have been
like America.
Bye. Yeah, I would have been like, sorry, I'll wait in the car. Like,
yeah. Well, that's the thing is like, and then when you really break down the lyrics, like away from the hype, like, I mean, it's an incredible way to tell a story. Obviously, Lin-Manuel Miranda is like super, super talented, really annoying in all other aspects of how he operates in the world.
But
very, very talented. But it is a little like, you know, Schoolhouse. There's a little Schoolhouse Rock element to it
I think
it's really funny, but people don't like when you point that out. But it's like, yeah, I mean, like you're literally doing like a sort of Snoop Dogg rendition or like Biggie, you know, like kind of spin, but like talking about like the Constitution and like the congressional.
Yeah.
it's a little
silly when you say it like that, but what's his
but
name
it's
is
so fun.
Good. The David.
Oh, David Diggs.
Oh my God. He's incredible. I was
he's
like,
so incredible.
I'm
Leslie
like, give
Odom
him
Jr.
everything. Give him every role.
They're all amazing. It's also just such an incredible cast. There's so many good stories of people in that cast. Like Leslie Odom Jr., I think famously was really kind of going to give up on auditioning for things. Like it just wasn't working out for him. And I think at some point, I think this happens to a lot of actors. It's like, at some point you're like, well, I have bills to pay. And like, this isn't like, let's be real. And then, you know, his whole life transforms and
I'm waiting
I
for
really
that
love
moment.
That.
I want that to happen
I
to me.
I think it's these, honestly, Jackie, I think it's these mini episodes.
These mini episodes. I agree. No, I agree.
This is
going to be
Hamilton.
The turning point.
This is the Hamilton of podcasting. Some say it. I'm just repeating what others have said.
We are in the Zoom where it happens.
We are. Oh my God. I'm not editing that out, but.
Of course you're not. Of
never
course you're
gonna
not.
Edit
it's
that
genius.
Out. It's genius.
We
All
are
right,
in
well,
the
we...
Zoom where it happens, baby.
We say it again.
The Zoom where it happens.
All right, well, I'm going to link to the frames that got rid of my Framo. We're going to link to the scrub daddy, the scrub mommy, the three pack.
The three pack is key. I'm telling you.
I can't wait.
Ask everybody in my family what I get them for the holidays. Ask them what I get them for anything. A baby shower, a reunion.
Scrub
it down. Give them the three pack, honey. The three pack.
I love it. I can't wait. We will link to everything. And remember, next week, there will be another mini episode, but it will be on the Natch Butte feed. So go subscribe, and then you will not miss a beat.
Caroline.
Tell us. Yes.
I just need to say that the palettes, you think Chipotle is funny? Wait till you see what I found for you. You're going to lose your mind.
I can't wait.
You're going to
really
lose your mind.
Wait.
The palettes are out of control.
What's left of my mind, I'm ready to lose it. So I can't wait. All right, you guys. We'll see you next time in the Zoom where it happens. Fifth time's a charm. Hope you're laughing. See you next Tuesday on Natch Butte. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
I'm going to end record now.
Oh, God.
Amazing.